Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Microphone?
Yep. And we go.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang Ginintuang Gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dayalik na Cebuano, Bulawano. Welcome back, Brother Zack and Brother Angus. Mga kaibigan, so magandang umaga sa ating lahat. Nakabalik na naman tayo dito sa ating palatuntunan. Thanks be to God, Brother Zack and Brother Angus.
Amen.
Both of you were helping me for the first months and weeks. Thanks be to God. And really, God is good. He protected me, my trouble. Amen. I was able to visit my loved ones, my friends, and best friend. And thanks be to God. Brother Angus, before we proceed, I ask you please for our opening prayer.
Thank you. Welcome to our listeners. God, we thank you for this wonderful radio station, Planet FM. We thank you for the program that's been prepared, Golden Guide. We invite the Holy Spirit to come and help us to understand, to hear and to know what you are saying to your people today. Bless each and every one that is a listener and also those of us that are giving this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So once again, I play for our birthday song because I have Facebook friends, not only in Facebook. So we have our personal friends.
Amen.
So they are, some of them, they are celebrating, or they were celebrating, or they will be celebrating their birthdays. So,
amen.
I will not mention their names, but this song is for all, for them. So mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Sa inyo tong lahat, happy birthday, mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Bilin pa rin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
Bumabati ako sa'yo,
sa'yo.
So sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, once again, no, happy birthday, at God bless you, God lengthen your life, and don't forget, just give thanks to the Lord. So isunod natin ang ating gospel song. Maganda to pakinggan, mga kaigsoonan, Through It All. Napakinggan naman to, pero magandang i-refresh natin. Through It All, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong.
Sorry, man, okay.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. My trials come to only make me strong. Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na pakinggan natin ang ating gospel song. So, it's time to listen the words of God. So, okay. Brother Zach, you can start. Yeah.
So, if you want to look in the Tagalog of the Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 11. Okay?
Okay.
And this is what it says so this is the New American Standard Version. The words of the wise are like goads, and masters of these collections are like driven nails. They are given by one shepherd. And you want to read that in the Tagalog?
Tagalog.
Yeah.
So Ecclesiastes.
Yeah. So I'll just read it in, this is the New Living Testament. And it says this, the words of the wise are like cattle prods, painful but helpful. Mm. Their collected sayings are like a nail-studded stick, which a shepherd drives a sheep. Not comfortable. That's the word of God, is like that. And there's our challenge. And did you find it in the Tagalog?
I have a look.
Ecclesiastes 12:11.
12:11. Ah, here. Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. My app's still working.
Amen.
Okay.
If I cannot read. Here. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, o sa kabanatang 12 sa talatang 11. Ito, mga kaibigan. Ecclesiastes
12.
Kabanatang 12 sa talatang 11. Ito, sinabi, mga kaibigan.
Okay.
Ang mga salita ng pantas ay gaya ng mga tulis at gaya ng mga pako na nakakapit na mabuti. Ang mga salita ng mga pangulo ng mga kapulungan na nabigay mula sa isang apostol. Amen.
Right. And so, this is the question. Why should the word of God be like that? Like a cattle prod, where the shepherd uses a stick with nails in it to move the sheep along. Are we so stubborn? Do we struggle so much to obey the word of God? Maybe you do.
So let us refresh our main text. Brother Angus, please read.
Amen. Reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to 14, New King James Version. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments, for this is man's all. Verse 14. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thanks be to God. So
yeah,
the verse you have shared this morning, verse 11, suitable and fit.
Amen.
The
relationship to us.
Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah.
So, Brother Angus.
Mm. Yeah. Are we so stubborn that we need a cattle prod to move us on in God?
We know from the background of this writer, his name is King Solomon, and we find very early on that he is attributed as one to say all is vanity.
Yeah.
Vanity is basically the word, Hebrew word for breath, or the what we breathe in, breathe out. But it's interesting that he says over and over 29 times, life is useless under the sun, 29 times.
Yeah.
And so with the words of wisdom, we find here, Brother Roland, that God's way to the heart of man is to instruct him.
Yes.
He instructs us by the way of speaking, hearing,
yeah.
And we catch these words. And what Brother Zach was saying this morning was, the wisdom of the wise is to show, plod, direct. Those are interesting things. You don't just walk into a door, you have to open the door. Will that be right?
Yeah.
You don't have to just turn up. I was thinking this morning, Brother Zach and Roland, you know, the diary that I use at home is basically a diary that I have to open to a day, a date, a purpose, what I write down. And I think this is the heart of what Solomon was like, Roland,
yeah.
That he had this way of doing things that he could actually write 3,000 proverbs and 4,002 songs or poetry. I don't know about you. I struggle with one or two.
So if we talk about experiences,
yeah.
So he has it all.
Mm, yeah.
Prosperity, wealth,
yeah.
Fame, and even the relationship with the woman.
Mm, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So, but
yeah.
In the conclusion,
yeah.
All
yeah.
Such things are vanities.
Vanity, yeah. Zach?
Yeah.
When we met years ago, 47 years ago, my dear friend Zach Bjorklund, when I met him 47 years ago, I was a very young Christian. I just became a new believer. And you know, Roland, you look to someone older to help you to open the door.
Yeah.
To learn how to sit in church. To learn how to organize yourself.
Mm.
As a friend.
Mm.
Became a mentor. And we are still,
yeah, yeah.
By the wisdom of God, by the choices that we make.
But
so, you, both of you are already had been with good experience in the field of the to about the service of the Lord to the Lord.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. And it's a growing thing. It's a learning process all the way.
Yeah.
And just like anything in life, you know, when I started to play guitar, it sounded awful. It didn't sound good. The timing was bad, and
yeah.
And the chords were, you know, fuzzy, and it took a while for it to make any difference.
Yeah.
And there's the challenge in life. When you need to lean into the heart of God, you need to listen good. And the goal is to understand.
Yes. Yes.
And if you don't understand, you need somebody to help you to understand.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Somebody who says, well, you know, aren't you being a bit stubborn there? Don't you think God loves you enough to help you walk through the trouble that you're in? And there's the challenge, isn't it? That we help each other be a blessing.
Amen.
That, you know, God himself is a community, You know, he's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Where he's a crowd. You know how two is company and three is a crowd? Well, he created us the same way. That we should love community. We should love each other.
Amen.
And he even made us, we created in his image. And it says that we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Just, in a sense, just like God. So God is, God who created us, made us in that image that will make all the difference.
Amen.
So we have the ability to be a blessing, just like God is a blessing. Maybe not as much as God, but with his leading us, we can do wonders. And as we listen and obey, awesome things happen.
Yeah. We must obey.
Yeah. And these goads, this shepherd with the... it's crazy to look at it like that, isn't it? Who has nails on the stick that sends the sheep on their way.
Yeah.
That doesn't look good. But that's what a good father does too. He disciplines his children.
You know...
And you can tell his love by his discipline.
You know, it's interesting. Thank you, Zach. You know, it's interesting, Roland. We talk about a lot of things in life, but, gentlemen, I just invite you into this. Solomon sums up a lot of things, but he says there are passing generations.
Yeah.
your grandfather, your father, your father. There are cycles of nature.
Yeah.
The tides, the water, the wind, everything coincides. He also talks about the curiosity of man.
Mm.
Man was born, but he was born to die.
Yeah.
In every season, there is a change.
Amen.
And then the last thing he says is that there's an absence. This is when he pours out his heart. Solomon says to us, Zach, Roland, Angus, he says, absence of newness. He ran out of ideas, or he ran out of what he considered to be new. It's important that we appreciate that God revealed himself in 1 Kings 8, verse 9 to 14. He revealed it in this way to Solomon. He said to him, ask of me, and I will give you. And remember, gentlemen, what did he ask for?
Only wisdom.
Yeah, yeah.
Wisdom.
He did not ask money, anything, but wisdom.
Yeah.
Because what was Solomon's in his mind, if you have wisdom, maybe everything will, you will be having it because you have wisdom.
It will all come to you.
Yeah.
So the Ark of the Covenant was the most precious thing to the Jews. Do you remember the Ark of the Covenant?
Yeah.
It was that little box that had all the important things in it. But he moved the Ark of the Covenant from being in a tent to an actual building. And it took him years to build this building. Do you remember the name of the building? It was called the Temple.
Yes.
And it says there that the presence of the Lord was so real that the priests could not minister. What they saw was this cloud come in, and the cloud was so thick that the priest could not minister. But Solomon was able to turn to the people and he said, the Lord bless you. Now, isn't that interesting, Zach? Roland?
Hmm.
The Lord bless you.
Oh,
the
man.
Lord bless you.
Yeah.
This is what brings the wisdom to the forefront. It is for blessing that God has given us the word, not for curse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me to once again to read this.
Yes, sir.
Our main things. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments.
Yes, sir.
For this is the whole duty of man. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have fear with God.
Yeah.
So what was Solomon asked to God?
Wisdom.
Yeah. Mm. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning
of
wisdom.
Exactly.
So if we have fear.
Yeah, I was about to say something.
Okay, brother.
Yeah. No, it's good, eh? That there's fearing God. You know, that which you fear, the Bible says, will come upon you. Okay, so what should I fear? If I want, what I fear will come upon me. What should I fear? God, of course.
Amen.
And not anything else. Do not fear man. Do not fear your circumstances. Do not fear your losses or whatever's going on. Only fear God. And when he comes upon you, he sorts it out anyway.
You know, it's interesting. Thank you, Zach. It's interesting that when we left here last time, you and I, we said, fear God, obey his commandments.
Yeah.
It says here, the sum worth, how would you say that in Tagalog? The sum worth, the conclusion, how would you say that in Tagalog?
Worth.
How would you say in Tagalog,
the
end of everything, the conclusion?
Oh, sa ito, yung nabasa natin sa Ecclesiastes. Di ba meron kong salin? Sorry. You can, I have my own version, Tagalog. So, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
What's that in Tagalog?
Yeah. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So, in Tagalog, ito ang wakas ng bagay. Wakas. So, the whole duty matter, or the conclusion. Ito ang wakas ng bagay, lahat ay narinig, ikaw ay matatakot sa Diyos.
Wow.
So King Solomon exhorted that we must have fear with God.
Yeah, yeah.
And keep his commandments. So I would like to add, Brother Angus, I want you to read Psalm 150,
yeah.
verse 1 up to, it's good, the whole chapter, because this is your chapter,
yeah.
And after that I will read it in Tagalog. Very nice. Not only the human has the duty,
yeah,
to God,
yeah.
So everything. So we may know, not only human has the responsibility,
yes,
to, yeah, obey. So okay,
yeah. Thank you.
Read chapter
150,
verse 1 up to 3, Brother Sak, and 4 up to 6, Brother Angus.
Okay. 1 to 3.
So, verse 1, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary.
Mm.
Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with harp and lyre.
For praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with string instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath, gentlemen, praise the Lord.
In Tagalog. Purihin ninyo ang Panginoon, purihin ninyo ang Diyos sa kanyang sanktuaryo, purihin ninyo siya sa langit ng kanyang kapangyarihan. Purihin ninyo siya dahil sa kanyang mga kapangyarihang gawa. Purihin ninyo siya ayon sa kanyang marilag na kadakilaan. Purihin ninyo siya ng tunog ng pakakak. Purihin ninyo siya ng saltirio at alpa. Purihin ninyo siya ng pangderita at sayaw. Purihin ninyo siya ng mga pagpanugtog na gawad at plauta. Purihin ninyo siya ng mga matunog na simbalo. Purihin ninyo siya sa pinakamatunog na mga simbalo. Purihin ang bawat bagay na may hininga ang Panginoon. Purihin ninyo ang Panginoon.
Amen.
So this is one of the,
yeah,
important commandments from, yeah, the Lord. And we must praise Him and worship Him.
Yeah, and worship Him, yeah. And really, the sense that of being thankful to Him,
amen,
is probably the key element. Oh. And you know, we've said before that if you are thankful and if you are generous, somehow everything works. You know, because thankfulness brings an awesome reward from God, that it brings His presence.
Amen.
And generosity brings a reward that whatever you give, God gives you back more. And really simple, eh? Life. And
amen. Yes.
You know?
So that's why all has breath. Yeah.
Not complicated.
Not only the human. How about the animals?
Yeah.
They have breath too.
Yeah.
So how could they praise if they will kill them?
No.
So, yeah, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Oh, amen.
Amen. So how can, if the human without fear to, yeah, God,
yes,
how can they give praising and how can they worship the Creator?
Right.
All of us, we are creatures.
Mm-hmm.
You are my...